Michael J. Very well. How could you not be on this beautiful Central Queensland morning?
Oh, mate, I love these autumn mornings. If only it was like this 365 days a year, but...
Yes, none of us would be able to afford to live here if that was the case.
Yes, indeed. Now, look, I'm surprised you've survived the big Friday bash.
It was a big night down on the Sunshine Coast, that is for sure and certain. The Australian Tourism Board's a capacity house at the Sunshine Coast Convention Centre, but most importantly, Central Queenslanders walking away with the silverware, which was really good.
Mate, tell me the feeling. When it was announced about Beef Australia?
Well, for Beef Australia to be acknowledged as the best event in Australia, best large event and festival in Australia in 2021 is just such absolute fantastic recognition for the team and everybody who was involved in actually putting it on last year. Because we tend to forget, Michael J., that you know, 6 weeks before Beef last year, you couldn't cross state borders, and six weeks later, they were playing rugby league in empty stadium. So, you know, it was just nothing short of a miracle. I think it'll go down as its finest hour, really.
And, you know, the good thing is it was supported wholeheartedly by the punters. They came out in droves.
Yeah, 115,000-odd of them, that's for sure. That's the... I don't know if I said it before, but we think it's the biggest event in the Southern Hemisphere last time. So half a world's a pretty big place. And it's certainly a testament to, A, the faith the board had, the faith that the sponsors and partners showed in the ability of people to put it on, and just in CEO Ian Mills' team to be actually able to do 2.5 years' work in 8 months. Like, it's just... it's nothing short of a miracle.
Well, mate, talking about miracles, you're now in charge.
Yes, what do you mean that's a miracle? What are you saying? What are you saying? Jeez, you've got a mean streak, man.
Mate, it's going to be bigger and better. I mean, you know, the benchmark has been set, but you can always go a little bit higher, can't you, Simon?
Yes, I'm certainly hoping the chairman of our board, Bryce Cam, doesn't decide it needs to be a KPI, you know, item 7, Win Australian Tourism Award. But, yeah, I think the big difference for the next one will be internationals coming back.
Yes.
Like, traditionally, Beef has, you know, attracted people from all around the world to come to see the Australian cattle industry on display. And, of course, that just wasn't all that possible last time. Although it must be said that the international, if you're going to go halfway around the world, quarantine for 14 days, you're not coming for a couple of Carlton mids and a photo of the Bursicas. So good business was done, but numbers weren't there. So I think there'll be real pent-up demand next year, or not next year, in 2024.
Yeah.
God, that was bad on me.
You haven't got enough hair as it is, mate.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that was a commodity staked and lost long ago, as you well know.
Oh, look, I'm looking forward to 2024. I reckon it's going to be a cracker. But, you know, well done to the team that actually brought home Beef Australia. You know, and we watched with amazement, did we not?
Oh, it was fabulous. I tell you what, had I known I was going to be chief executive, I'd had a little bit less fun and paid a bit more attention when I was there last year, that's for sure.
Anyway, it's going to be good. It's good to see Grant Cassidy. And he's been a half, the Empire Apartment Hotel.
Grant and Beck taking out a gold and a silver, and up north at the Marlborough Wetlands Festival, I think, took out the bronze in one of the categories. So when you think about it, for little old Rocky to walk away with 3 awards and the broader region to have 4 out of all of Australia is just incredible, really. Man, it's just a great testament to where we live. You know, we both know it's a fabulous place.
Yeah, well, congratulations on getting the CEO gig at Beef Australia. I'm looking forward to 2024, and we'll be talking before then, Simon.
Sounds great, Michael J. You have a great day.
Okay, mate, thank you very much.